Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Congressman Mike Quigley's on the phone line. Congressman, welcome. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Congressman, I saw you made a comment yesterday, and I'm kind of curious today still about the availability of testing kits in the United States. We've heard differing numbers. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, we were briefed this morning, the entire caucus, so Democrats and Republicans, and what was extraordinary is I don't know that any member left the meeting with a solid answer or certainly feeling comfortable. The bottom line question is, why aren't we testing at the numbers other countries like South Korea are? And the answer today, this morning, was because our system isn't set up that way. We're trying to get there. No sense of when we'll get there, how we'll get there, or what it will take. So I think it's probably the weakest part of our response to this virus so far. And it's something we attempted to fund last week. $8.3 billion as part of that process was passed on a bipartisan basis. But obviously, we have a way to go.
Well, the money might be there, but it might just not be. It's a little late. In South Korea, they set up roadside testing stations where you would drive up. They would test you through your window and then a couple days later email you the results. South Korea is testing 10,000 people a day. We have tested, the last number I saw was 11,000 in total in the United States.
They talked about a number of tests. Not kits, because I don't like the word anymore, or tests going out there, being over 2 million. But because it takes two or sometimes more with each person, that may only provide testing for 800,000 people. Again, that's going to be insufficient when we're done. The hope is that the private sector will be able to pick up some of this slack. But again, it's taking time. What this means for folks listening is you're flying blind. You're basically, all we're doing now is what people did with the flu over 100 years ago. And that's social distancing and washing your hands and covering your cough, staying home if you're sick. That's, at this point in time, solid advice. But the extent of what this country is doing will probably still, with the best efforts, a year to a year and a half away from a vaccine. And I would like to think that funding moves us faster and other countries are moving in that direction. But you've still got several stages of testing for that. So you're looking at another flu season next year, even if, as is hoped, this flu goes somewhat dormant, as some flus do during the summertime.
Well, I don't know. Is it fair to be critical of the government for not having anticipated coronavirus? That's just the natural course of events, right?
I think there's plenty of criticism to go around. I'll say this. We want this to be a bipartisan effort, and I'll give the Republicans and Democrats credit. We passed very quickly an important bill last week. We are going to stay here this week until the second one gets passed. Last week's dealt with containing and combating the virus. This week's efforts will involve economic and community relief proposals because, as you know, people, there's conventions not coming to town.
Sure.
And we're talking about lost jobs now.
Well, let me ask you about this, Congressman. So in a building just kitty-corner to the one I'm standing in right now, coronavirus, a positive test in the Prudential One building, Pru One they call it, Pru One and Pru Two over there. And a lot of us walk through and around that building and mingle with those people all day long, every day. Somebody who works in that building was in our studio yesterday when we got notice that their building had been infected. Now, here's what we would like to see happen. Everybody going in and out of that building should be given a test. That volume of tests are not available, are they? So why not? And when will that happen? Do you expect that we will have that sort of immediate access to testing?
No, I don't know when there. I want to say that the bipartisan effort happened in Congress. I do think that the fact that The preparedness office was shut down out of the White House, the one that President Obama set up with during Ebola. That was shut down. The budget that we are currently looking at that the president proposed has an 18% cut to the relevant agencies. So, look, they were shutting down this, and we weren't gearing up for this. Our system as a whole wasn't prepared.
Our system. So I've heard that, Congressman, if I may. Are you saying that maybe one of the reasons that other countries are better able to test and anticipate this is they have a national health care system versus our state-by-state, company-by-company, plan-by-plan system? Is that what you're talking about? Do we need something more national?
Well, on something like this, we do, because of the need to do this on a wholesale basis. In other words, we have I guess what they're describing this morning in our latest briefing is, you don't feel good, you call your doctor, you go in, you get this test. This is how we set it up, instead of a much more dramatic process, wholesale process, that can deal with an issue like this. And we're not prepared for that, and we need to get there in a hurry. What I'm suggesting is that Congress is trying to catch up in a hurry. It doesn't help when we started, when our president has said this is a hoax, and you can go to work if you're not feeling good. We need to start with, what do we do right now? And that's funding this appropriately and educating the American people to treat this seriously. You talk about one person having this in a building near you. The fact of the matter is, the cases won't necessarily be going up. We're just, once the testing really kicks into high gear, we're going to discover that many more people have had this and simply didn't know it. Kids are asymptomatic for the most part. The virus is doing a lot of things that are different. The people have long incubation periods. Some people, maybe up to half of them, are not showing symptoms at all or just very mild, so they're showing up at work and spreading this. This is going to be a rough go for a while. As I said, we've got some catching up to do, and it has to start right now.
Congressman Mike Quigley, we're out of time. I'll let you get back to doing what you folks do. Let's get those test kits out here, okay?
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, sir.